Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Black Coffee is a world-renowned, multi-award-winning South African DJ and producer who had his big break about 15 years ago. He founded his own label titled Solistic Music, which boasts some impressive acts built around the deep house sound. And the man has a stellar discography, and I mean, his catalog would make any DJ and producer jealous. He has worked with the who's who of the industry, as well as holding prestigious residencies in different parts of the world. Africa. Morise. My name is MJ Omota, and welcome to the African Album Review Podcast. As you've guessed it, today I will be reviewing Black Coffee's latest album, which is like a day old, and it's titled Subconsciously. Before we get into it, do visit the website motomotomusic.com. That's where you get all the album reviews, as well as the Motomoto podcast, which is pretty awesome. African music only. And yeah, there's a PayPal icon at the top right hand corner. Please donate. That's how this podcast keeps going. And of course, we've got a YouTube channel, which is titled Motomoto Music. Let's get into it.
The latest African album review is
Subconsciously by Black Coffee was released on February 5th, 2021 under Ultra Records. It has 12 tracks, 1 hour runtime, multiple features, and production is by Black Coffee himself, with the help of a few friends such as DJ Angelo, Rendition, Stargate, and more.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The album opens up with the song Lost, which is a collaboration with DJ Angelo and features Jinadu. This is deep house territory with reverby vocals that leave a tale of emotions with them. It's part of what makes house music vocals have so much feeling within them, and the song really defines that. You Need Me was instantly one of my favorites from this album. It starts off with a wonderful performance by Maxine Ashley with the accompanying keys before it progresses into a groovy house kick that carries the pace. The constant head nod is the first instinct here. I was just doing it while sitting in my chair. It was great to see Black Coffee also collaborate with fellow South African producer Sano Musician, who has been responsible for quite a number of hits on the continent over the last 3 years or so. So it's great to see the countrymen do the thing. The moment I heard La 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 featuring Usher, my first opinion on it was, this is a hit, an absolute hit record. It's amazing how Usher went from like R&B lover boy to dance superstar. As his career has matured into what it is today, he is so good on house and pop tunes, it's not even funny, man. The beat is majestic, and this is Black Coffee at his very best. When it comes to that production side of things, man, this dude kills it. Subconsciously is interesting for a number of aspects. Despite being the title track for the album, the spelling of Subconsciously takes the vowels out and is capitalized throughout, which I thought was a subtle but nice touch. And that's not all. The beat is crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. It's ridiculously good, and the piano accentuation to go with the vocals that echo a passionate stance throughout. This one is a groove record that I think will do well at party settings and, you know, in clubs as well. 10 missed calls will have you in your feelings. You know, that emotionally tinged soundscape, and love starts off really well, but somewhere down the line it just fails. And sometimes it doesn't really need much to go from being deep in love to being unsure of the person. And this one features Pharrell Williams, who did a wonderful job, as well as Josie on the vocals.
Album Review.
The technical side of things.
The sequencing of Subconsciously is wonderful. You are taken on a journey from the first track right through to the last. It feels as if I was in a musical trance where I fell deeper and deeper. To be fair, Black Coffee and Rye X tried to warn us on the song I'm Falling, and I fell deep into this body of work without being much of a deep house fan at all. No pun intended. The numerous soundscapes had me in a trance, if not out of sheer appreciation for the high level of musicality, being wowed by the progressions, piano chords, the warm vocals, and even being lured by those emotional soundscapes. It was just the easy, on the ear nature of it all. I found the tempo to pick up a little around track 5 after the more emo records, and I haven't heard a Cassie song in ages, but she's on the song Time, and she's just in an element I would have never really identified as one she would be comfortable in. And vocally she was brilliant as well, so that was a nice touch. The collaborations on Subconsciously are exactly what I expected of a house project. Exceptionally talented individuals where I know only a handful of them. And I found plenty of acts that I will make an effort to dig out more music from, but it shows how much there are so many layers to artistry, and as listeners we're quite one-dimensional in what we seek out, but there's plenty of talent out there. Without Black Coffee, I probably would not find out about these musicians, and even then, I will never be able to keep up. He gave us much more than that, though. Black Coffee brought out some real big guns in the music industry, such as Pharrell Williams, Usher, Cassie. That was just big. At the same time, he teamed up with some of the best South African acts, such as Teleman, Msaki, Sano Musician, Una Rams, you know, that was nice. Many of the songs had a hard cut at the end rather than a fade. Not sure if there's any significance or anything to it at all, but it was just something that I noticed. What I love about Black Coffee on this album is how the pace kept me occupied without looking at minutes on the clock. I actually had this conversation with a couple of people on Twitter. By the way, my Twitter handle is MJWEMOTO, MJWEMOTO. And we were talking about how, you know, songs are really short these days. But at the same time, it depends on other variables like location, geographical location, which country you're in, and what type of genre it is. And house music tends to have a very cultured group of listeners that are looking for those longer songs. So when I was listening to this album, a 6-minute song did not feel like a 6-minute song. And I think add to that, the well-positioned collabos all showed up, be directly as vocalists or producers, to just give this entire project the feel that it's got.
Album Review.
The final thoughts.
There's evident melancholy that grips you. Much of it's centered around failed relationships. Maybe subconsciously, some of these are Black Coffee's personal feelings experienced over the years that make for painfully beautiful music. But outside this, in terms of what you feel when you're listening to the music, you would want to listen to this kind of music with a cocktail in hand while chilling in introspection, I don't know, outside or something. And then you get some songs that would be perfect for a party type vacation, enjoying some nice drinks at an open air gig with your friends where you could lose yourself without necessarily going anywhere. It's very hard to pick any songs as the best, but there are some standout tracks based on personal taste, such as I'm Ready featuring Celeste, La 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 featuring Usher, which is the biggest hit here, quote me. Never Gonna Forget, which has a guitar that I love. Flavor featuring Una Rams and Teleman. I'm Falling, I think that's the one with Rye X. Wish You Were Here featuring Saki. Oh, this one, you know what? It's in the hat for Song of the Project as well. Definitely a top three track for me. Saki killed them vocals, y'all. Of course, Drive alongside David Guetta and Delilah Montague. It's right up there. And it had me up from my seat. Even if it's like 2 to 3 years old now, the song is still fire. Subconsciously is house music heaven, from deep house to your dance floor hits with some noticeable South African flavor and gorgeous African guitar sequences. This one is a no skips album, and brilliantly so by one of the best to ever do it, Black Coffee. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.